Mayo snapped back like a wounded animal at O'Neill's Healy Park to stun Tyrone and blow All-Ireland Group 1 wide open. Hurting from a home defeat to Cavan, the notoriously unpredictable Connacht men served up a tonic for recuperating manager Kevin McStay and gave Stephen Rochford the perfect start to a stand-in role in charge. They were full value for their 7 points win over a red-hand side that showed only glimpses of the battling qualities that had seen them take full points from their visit to Donegal's Fortress Ballybuffet a week earlier. Darren McHale's goal in the stroke of half-time and a second from the penalty spot netted by Ryan O'Donoghue kept this game balanced in Mayo's favour, and the passion and grit that was sadly lacking previously kept an increasingly desperate home side at bay. Mayo, playing into the wind, carried all the drive and energy as they ran at a flat and disjointed home side right from the off, moving 4-1 ahead by the 15th minute. Dawson and Rory Brickenton were on target early on before Ryan O'Donoghue kicked over a couple of points. The Red Hands struggled for momentum, going 15 minutes without a score before Ben McDonnell pulled one back. But the Connacht men responded with five of their own. Durkin, O'Donoghue, Toohey and Brickenton with his second kept the scoreboard ticking to the delight of the smaller than usual band of travelling supporters. Tyrone did show signs of recovery late in the half as Derek Canavan picked off a couple of points, but disaster struck for them after the hooter sounded. Toohey sent in a dropping ball which goalkeeper Niall Morgan fumbled, and Darren McHale nipped in to gather and slot the ball to the net for a massive boost and a 1-9 to 4 points interval lead. O'Donoghue came close to adding a second soon after the restart when he raced through to send a shot crashing through against a post. But Tyrone's powers of recovery were evident, if not sustained, as they rallied for Matty Donnelly to float over a point before Derek Canavan danced through for a brilliant goal. And when Darren McGurry broke his duck with 2 points, followed by a 2-point free from Morgan, just a point separated the sides with 55 minutes play. But Mayo's need was greater, and it showed. Rochford ran the bench, and David Neary in particular answered the call in noble fashion, running hard at a nervous Tyrone defence to win frees that O'Donoghue converted. And it was Neary who won the penalty that O'Donoghue netted on 63 minutes to restore the 7 points cushion. Tyrone were unable to muster another big response, although Morgan did raise another orange flag, but the green and red had more in the tank. Aidan O'Shea capping an influential display with a point, and cornerback Jack Coyne also on target. Final score, Tyrone 113, Mayo 217.